And Simon Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel, the Rama says, Elachain, so since we've established that an area of a Karpath, which is bigger than Beis Asayim, has the status of a Karmelis, and therefore you're allowed to carry from the Karmelis to this area and back, even though it has walls. Lachain, therefore, Mutter Likach Maftech, the Karmelis Shalif Negina Liftoch, Vulin Olahachsim Maftech Elav. You're allowed to take the key from the Karmelis to the Gina, the garden area, which is a Karpath, and use it to lock or unlock and go in and out with that key, since you're going from a Karmelis to a Karmelis. Uvavad shalebenei miskufa shirushis ayachad. As long as you don't have an area of an iskufa, meaning the area which is the place under the doorway, if you have a wide area under the doorway, which has the status of rushis ayachad, kagon shi gavoa asara urachava arba, such as if it's 10 high off of the ground, like you walk up steps from the Karmelis to the garden, and the area under the doorway is also 4 wide, so then that would be its own rishus hayachid between the Karmelis and the Karpath. O sheishlashtei mechitos min atzdadin, or if it has mechitos on the sides, shein rechavan arba, which are each 4 wide. On the sides of the doorways there are mechitos which are 4 wide. Umashkov aleha rechava arba, and it also has an area on top, a lintel on top, which is 4 tvachim wide. The azhav rishus hayachid afu b'sheina gavo asar. So then that area, the doorway area, is going to be its own rishus hayachid because it has mechitos on the sides which are 4, and in and of itself has an area on top, which is 4, so that makes it its own rishus hayachid between the Karpath and the Karmelis. So if you have that, then as have a rishus hayachid afal pi she'ein gavoa asara, and you wouldn't be able to carry the key from the Karmelis to the Karpath if the rishus hayachid is in between. If it's not 10 high, the area in between, so then, and it also doesn't have the walls on the sides, the mechitzas on the sides, so then it's going to be a Karmelis, just like the rest of the area. It won't be rishus hayachid, and you'd be able to carry to it. The Rama continues, Mihu, however, asr lachnes mei skupa lishus hayachid o ipcha, techashin an shemelo ye atikra arba, vaz imena skupa gavoa shalosh, yesh lahadin shalafana. So, however, even if you have this area between the Karmelis and the Vesas and the Karpath, if the doorway area exists but it doesn't fall into one of these two categories to make it Rishus Hayachid, meaning it still has the status of a Karmelis, you still can't carry from the Iskupa to Rishus Hayachid or back to Chashinon Shemalo Yatekor Arba, because we're afraid that maybe the roof area, the top of the doorway won't be 4 wide. And then, if it's not 3 high, then it will have the status of the Karmelis, which you're coming from. Even if it's 3 high, we'll say that it will become a Karmelis as well. So at this point, the Rama has switched from discussing a case of going from a Karmelis to a Gina to a Karpath. Now he's just discussing the Iskupa area, the Dore area in general. And he's saying, if you're coming from a Karmelis to a house, and your house has a doorway area in front of the door, where the door opens, in front of that area there's an Iskupa under the lintel. And what the Rama is telling us is that even if the Mashkov is 4 tvachim wide, which should make it Rishus HaYachid, still you should be Machmir not to carry from the Iskupa area into the house, because maybe the Mashkov won't be 4 wide, and then it's going to be a problem going into from the Karmelis area to Rishus HaYachid. So this is very important when it comes to putting a key in the door. If you put the key in the door from a Karmelis, let's say you're carrying the Karmelis in a mutter way because it's attached to your belt or something like that, and then you want to put take the key out in order to open the door. So when you unlock the door, you can't open the door with the key in it, because then you'd be taking it from the Karmelis area, if we assume the doorway area is a Karmelis area, into Rishus HaYachid when you open the door. So you'd have to unlock the door, then take the key out and put it back as part of your belt, and then open the door, so that you're not carrying the key from the Karmelis area, the doorway area, which we say is part of the Karmelis, into the inside of the house. The Mishnah Berurah then brings up the case and says, you have to be careful in those areas where there's no Eruv, and you want to go to shul, and the entrance to the shul is into the street, and there's no room in front of it, and you have a non-Jew bring the key, that you have to make sure that the shamish, who is one that's taking the key from the non-Jew, that he not take it from the non-Jew until they are in the mashkof area, because maybe there'll be a ticker for tvachim, which is Rosh HaSayachid, and you won't be able to carry from the Carmelis into the Rosh HaSayachid. So you have to make sure the non-Jew is under the mashkof with you, and then unlock it, but again, don't open the door. Don't open the door with the key in it, rather take the key out first so you're not carrying from the dory, because basically we say that the dory is a suffix, whether it's a Carmelis or a Rosh HaSayachid, so you have to be very careful. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos appoints this halacha out that you have to be careful if you're using a key belt, and then you take the key out in order to unlock the door, so you would be able to unlock the door, but don't open the door, take the key out, put it back in your belt, and then open the door. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos also discusses a case of where you have a mashkof and you have a doorway, and it is four tvachim wide away from the door, so then you have to be careful not to stand outside of that doorway in order to lock or unlock with the key after you've taken it off of your belt, because when you take the key off of your belt, if you're outside of the doorway, you're in the Carmelis, but the doorway itself could have the status of Rosh HaSayachid if it's four wide and it has the lintel on top, so therefore you would be carrying from the Carmelis into the Rosh HaSayachid. Rather, you should first go under the doorway area, then take the key out and unlock the door, and then take the key and put it back in your belt, just in case that area would not be considered Rosh HaSayachid. The main point is that doorway area, we have a gzeira of a mashkov, dalat tvachim, atu a mashkov, that's not dalat tvachim, and therefore you have to treat it lechumra both ways, from a Carmelis into the doorway, and from the doorway into a Rosh HaSayachid.